this gal is really a hard-working son of a gun. She's 25 years old. She's a Texas A&M student, and she is Miss USA. That means she's going to the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah. Is she young, and she wants to be young? Is
she's
she free,
and she wants to be free. Don't tell her what to do.
You don't own me.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Her Royal Majesty.
About that, all of that was for you, Candace. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? That was great.
Say hello to Robin. It's
nice to have
you on the Robin and Maynard Show. Are you in Texas?
Hi, Robin. How are you? I'm fine.
Well, thank you.
Where are you?
I'm in New York. I'm actually at the gym.
That's where you live now, correct?
It is, yes.
Were you dubbed Miss USA by William Shatner?
I sure was.
How did that go?
It went great. I won. So
well, because,
great for me.
You know, you hear that, you know, Bill's kind of, you know, old sour Bill, but that wasn't the case, huh?
No, he was great. He did a fabulous job.
Will you put a worm on a hook?
And a minnow.
And what? A minnow.
Do you have a steady guy?
I'm sorry?
Boyfriend.
Are you boyfriend?
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't. So dating as Miss USA, do you find it's more incumbent upon you to be a proper Miss USA?
What does that mean?
Well, as opposed to, you know, just being able to tramp around like you could before you won the title.
No.
Maybe she wasn't a tramp.
You know, I always try to epitomize a Christian woman, so it is hard to date as
yeah.
I say.
Because, see, there's, you know, greater responsibility, right?
Well, not only that, but, you know, as you can imagine, when you meet someone for the first time, one of the first questions is, oh, what do you do? And it's really difficult to tell people that I'm Miss USA.
Well, you do.
Well,
you don't have to.
I'll tell you what I think that would be most difficult for me were I Miss USA. And frankly, I think that I probably should be. One thing that I was going to say is, how do you find a guy to date whose car has enough headroom for that big crown? Now, see, I wouldn't take that thing off. I would wear that to the gym. I would. I'd wear it to the deli. I would wear that thing.
I wish that was the least of my concerns.
Everywhere.
So what do you want to do as a sportscaster? There are no women play-by-play announcers.
There aren't. No, I actually don't. I don't think I'm educated enough and informed enough about any one sport that I could actually commentate or do play-by-play. But
could you go in the locker room?
Oh, sure.
No problem?
No problem.
Because the boys try and scare you out, you know.
Some of them would.
No, they do.
Afraid.
Well, could you imagine walking in there and seeing like a Rodman?
I'm gone.
Yeah, that'd scare you.
That might be a little scary.
Okay, Miss USA, thanks for being on the Robin and Maynard Show.
Bye-bye.
From New York City. Have you been to Ground Zero?
She's gone.
That's me.
Yeah.
Always a day late and a question short. 3:48. Hi, Carla. What'd you see?
Girls riding around.